From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution endorsing a ceasefire deal in Syria that was brokered by Russia and Turkey. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government. It also calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. Michelle Sisson, the deputy U.S. representative to the U.N., says the ceasefire should not be used as a chance for more fighting to break out.
In that regard, we are concerned at reports of a regime offensive supported by Hezbollah militia in Wadi Barada. The Security Council's adoption of this text should be seen as a strong signal that such activities must cease.
Syria's main rebel group had said earlier that it would abandon the ceasefire Saturday if government troops continued to attack areas under its control. The rebels had urged the Security Council not to endorse the resolution unless the strikes stop. The resolution calls for a meeting scheduled for late January between the Syrian government and opposition in the Kazakh capital Astana to be an important part of the Syrian-led political process aided by the United Nations. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombings hit minutes apart in a central Baghdad market Saturday. The twin attacks at Al-Sinak market killed at least 28 people. Iraqi officials say that minutes after the first suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden belt, the second one struck amid the crowd that had gathered. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. New Year celebrations continue across the world with fireworks, parties, and other festivities amidst tight security in some cities. New Zealand, the nearby Pacific Islands, Australia, and Russia were among the first to ring in 2017. A massive fireworks display illuminated the night sky in Hong Kong, while in Japan, crowds released balloons. In Sydney, Australia, a huge fireworks display illuminated the city's famed bridge and opera house. In South Korea, the political turmoil of President Park Geun-hye took center stage, with protesters demanding her immediate resignation. Lee Ji-suk was one of them. She said 2016 was the year of frustration and rage for all the people, but in the name of Korean citizens, with anger, we've been doing well. So I wish for a better year than the year of 2016 in 2017. Meanwhile, at the Vatican, Pope Francis told those gathered that though the world celebrates youth and vitality, it must also make a way for young people to succeed. He said, at the same time, paradoxically, we have condemned our young people to have no place in society because we have slowly pushed them to the margins of public life, forcing them to migrate or to beg for jobs that no longer exist or fail to promise them a future. Security is tight at many cities across the world, with barriers up in Berlin, Germany, and in Paris, France. Here in the United States, in New York, huge dump trucks filled with sand have been parked near Times Square to protect celebrants from vehicle attacks. President Obama made his last weekly media address of 2016, using it to reflect on his achievements, not only from the past year, but also from the whole of his two terms in office. The president said, at a time when we turn the page on one year and look ahead to the future, that he wanted to take a minute to thank you for everything you've done to make America stronger these past 8 years.
We have made extraordinary progress as a country these past 8 years. And here's the thing. None of it was inevitable. It was the result of tough choices we made and the result of your hard work and resilience.
Obama has less than 3 weeks left in office and noted in his address his transition to the more important role of citizen, but stated his commitment to the country. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, tweeted, "Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly they just don't know what to do. Love." Trump takes the oath of office January 20th. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.